Did you ever ask yourself if you count? We come to the time of Shavuos, Bamidbar, Kabbalah Satorah. And we come to Bamidbar, Sefer Bamidbar, which is Sefer HaPekudim, the Sefer of Counting. As the Mishnah in Yuma says, and the Gemara in Sota says, that this Sefer, this book, is defined by counting. That means they counted everyone in Klal Yisrael. Do you ever ask yourself if you count? Because Moshe and Aaron counted you. All the Jews, we're all from the 600,000 Jews who are in the Midbar. That's where all of our souls are rooted from. So, do you count? Do we matter? As in, it seems to be that there's something very critical about this counting. Because we name the entirety of the Sefer about it. And the Mefarshim, the Ramban, the Makdavar, and many others address this point that we care so much about the counting. And the question we all have to ask ourselves is, what is this counting? Why is it so critical? Why do Chazal, the Chachmenu Zichronim Levracha, define the entirety of the Sefer by the counting? How do we understand that? How do we take it in? And how do we apply it to our lives? If you focus on this Sefer, you'll find very, very interesting things about it. It says the word or, vayhi or, five times in the beginning of Bereishis. Says the Midrash that the third time, or the fourth time, sorry, vayavdil bein ha'or uvein ha'choshech, when it says he separated between the or and the choshech, that's Sefer Bamidbar. Each one of the or is one of the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, and when you separate between light and darkness, that's Sefer Bamidbar. Explains why. Because there's a distinction in Sefer Bamidbar between those who were in Egypt and left, and those who went into Eretz Yisrael. The R are the ones who were in Egypt and left, they were in the desert and experienced everything in the desert. And the Choshech are the people who went into Eretz Yisrael. It's a very fascinating midrash. That's defining that this Sefer, the critical lesson of it is that they were in the Midbar as opposed to going to Eretz Yisrael. So what's the difference, what distinction, what do we learn here of the difference between these two groups of people? So we have already that it's defined by the counting, that this group of people who were counted in the Midbar as the people in the Midbar to go to war in the Midbar, do all the activities in the Midbar, are defined as this distinction between light and darkness. So what's the light here? How can we enlighten our eyes about this? You go further and we have to look at what is the connection, the chibur, between the end of Torah's Kayanim and Bamidbar, the counting, Sefer Pekudim. The end of Torah's Kayanim is dealing with Maaser Behema. How does that connect to the Sefer HaPekudim? This is addressed by Baal Turim and others. We'll try and understand how that idea of Maestrus and Maaser Behema is specifically related to the counting. Famously, we read the Klalos before Shavuos and before Rosh Hashanah. Before the end of the year, we have to read the curses. So we're Tichla, the Shana, with the Klalos. We have to finish off the year with all those curses, in a certain sense, putting them behind us. But the Mefarshim explained, the Levush, brought in the Be'alacha and others, that we can't go into the year with such a bad taste, the negativity, that could be a mekatreg on our din. And Rosh Hashanah is the din for the general year. And the Gemara says, Shavuos is the din for the ilan, the peiros ha'ilanos, the fruits of the trees. So since there's a judgment, we can't go in, says the Levush, with this negativity. It could be some kind of negative force on our judgment. So therefore, we come and read Bamidbar. And the obvious question that everyone addresses is, what is the direct connection of Bamidbar, which is the general Parsha read, and Nitzavim, which is the general Parsha read, or if not always, Nitzavim is always, if not mistaken, Bamidbar is usually except for Nasai sometimes, depending on the year. But what's the connection between Bamidbar, in our case, we're dealing with now, and Shavuos? It seems to be that they are karuch, they are tied together, they are linked innately, that Bamidbar and Shavuos, the holiday celebration, the reliving of accepting the Torah, are always grouped together. What is that connection? Asks the Mefarshim. And we should all ask ourselves, really, right? What's the connection? You ever think about it? Every single time, it's the Pasuk in Shulchan Aruch, Tov Chav Ches, Yulein Bamidbar. So what's the connection? And you could think similarly, what is the connection between Rosh Hashanah and Nitzavim? The Pesukim over here, actually, as well, deal with the Torah. It says, V'edaber Hashem el Moshe B'midbar Sinai. What is the connection between Midbar Sinai specifically and the Pekudim and the counting? The Torah does say Midbar Sinai in different instances. It's to tell us something geographical sometimes, tell us something in the timeline. What here is critical? We start off the Sefer. Who cares where it is? They're counting the Jews. They're going to go and do the Degalim. They're going to go and swap the Leviim, as in this week's Parsha, for the Bechoras, and we're going to do, we have to Pidyon Bechor. How is that connected, related, and tied into Midbar Sinai? Because the Torah specifies it. And there are midrashim all over the place about this. One midrash says that B'midbar Sinai is when we got the Torah. And the Goyim, the nations of the world, were upset. They were distraught. Uneasy. Because they said, Ma Roy, why is it fit the Jews should get the Torah and we shouldn't? We're not privy. Why not? It's not fair. Lo fair, as they say in Hebrew. Ze lo fair. It's not fair. It's not a Jewish concept, right? There's no Hebrew words for not fair. So it's a goyish concept. It's not fair. It's not fair. Stop interfering. It's not fair. Says Hashem, Mosasim, their PM, he closed their mouths. And he said to the Malachim, bring me the Sefer Yuchsin. Wait, our lineage, where we come from. And he says, this Sefer Yuchsin, this is why the Jews are going to get the Torah. This is why they're fit. So that's a midrash in this week's Parsha. How is that related? I mean, we find already that Midbar is connected to Shavuos. We find this is our Sinai. Now we find that this thing of our Yuchsin, which is relating us back to our families, where we're from, and ultimately further back than that, is the reason, is the schus, is what makes us fit to get the Torah. So what is so critical, important, about the Sefer Yuchsin, which leads us to the next question, which is focusing in, is that's what's happening here. Later in the other countings, in the earlier countings, we don't have where it says the following. It just says, but here it says the names and every single man according to his lineage, his father's household, and his family. So we need to know the name of each Jew, who he is, where he's from, what his family is, as opposed to him just being the general sense. And over here specifically, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky and others point out, it's tied to the Degalim and the families and the Shvatim, as opposed to earlier in Parshas Kisisa, it was not tied to the family, and later was not tied to the Shevet and to the specific name. So we have here the Shevet tie-in and the name tie-in, each individual in the context of the bigger Shevet. What is that? Why over here do we find a different nature of counting than earlier, that we go by the Shvatim? And why over here do we find that you focus on the specific individual Shemus Gugolosim, which we don't have in any other place? So we have that there's the idea of the Sefer Yuchsin, that we have this lineage, we have that there's specific focus in the Pesukim that we don't find in other places. Not in Parshas Pinchas, if I'm not mistaken. Not in Parshas Nasai, not in Parshas Kisisa. So the counting here is very, very critical. Again, to the extent that the countings that happen in Sefer Bamidbar are defining the whole Sefer, and over here we find special ways of counting. The counting over here as well, similar to Parshas Kisisa, is referred to as Se'u, uplift. We're uplifting the person with the counting. Now, the counting is a technicality. We can't even count the Yid. So Rashi says here it means that we count the Machzah Shekel. How are they getting uplifted through that? What's the need for uplifting? What's going on? What's so special here that we're uplifting? Say, lifkoid, to count. Like we say later in the Parsha, on Pasuk Yotes. Alf Yotes, we say, Eloshna Pekida. Later, Memtes again, if I'm not mistaken. Pekida, counting. Over here, all of a sudden, we use the language of su'u, uplift, raise up, bring higher. How is discounting bringing everyone higher? The Ramban asks, in a general sense, that what is the nature of the counting over here? Yes, Rashi says that it's to show chavivus. And he says, after the Shechina or Shaira, after rest in the Mishkan, Hashem shows chavivus. The Shechina or Shaira, a month earlier, the Mefarshim asked, or Chaim and others, that was on Aleph Nisan when they inaugurated the Mikdash, the Mishkan. And now all the way on Aleph Iyar, all of a sudden they're doing this counting? What's it for? Why now is this chavivus being shown? Or what is the nature of the chavivus? How is Hashem showing the chavivus? What's going on at this specific point in time? Ask the Ramban. More, to understand more than Rashi said, than just besides the general chavivus, which is an important thing, that could have seemed been at random. What's going on here now that all of a sudden we need to go and show? Yeah, your chaviv. The Midrash in Perek Beis over here says, when it says, V'yidbar Hashem el Moshe v'Aaron, counts 18 times. 18 times that the Torah says this to represent the 18 brachos of Shemona Esrei. It's beautiful. Shemona Esrei is amazing. What is Shemona Esrei, our tefillah kavua, we say three times a day, specifically doing over here, right? One and then eight. 18 brachos, 18 times it says it in the Torah. So therefore, it's a connection to Shemona Esrei. Okay, very nice. What's the connection? What's specific to what's going on over here in the Parsha? Related to the Shemona Esrei, our beautiful tefillah, which keeps us rooted into the tree of life, the Eitz HaChayim. It's puzzling all the various aspects of the Parsha which we find. And we will focus on this very much, is that it seems to be over here that there's, in the Parsha, we find the Degalim, the Mishkan, very critical setup of the Jewish people, and that's what we count. What's the connection over here between the Degalim, the counting, and the flags, the Mishkan? And just to wrap up, is this counting? There were 10 countings, says the Midrash. The Baal Turim relates this counting to a parak in Yirmiyah, or Yishayah, that says there's a counting in the times of Mashiach. Look at the Baal Turim, Pasuk Beis over here, and he says that the counting over here is wrapped up with the counting we have in Yemos Mashiach. So we see another stress, focus, and weight put in this counting, so much so that it's tying us all the way to L'Asad Lavay. So we really have to understand what's going on here, the nature of the Sefer, as we mentioned, why it's called Or, how it follows Teres Kainim and Mises, why it's right before Shavuos, always, or most of the time, but it's specifically right before Shavuos. What is it doing, a hafsaka, a break of the klalos? How is it doing that? What's it accomplishing? How is it leading us to the Matan Torah? The Midrash says that the reason it says Har Sinai is because our Sefer Yuchsin is what brings us to Har Sinai, what makes us fit for Har Sinai. That's the counting, that's relating us back. Why are we here to say Gugloisam, Besavoisam, Mishpachoisam, Shemus? What's the focus here, that more than other places, on the specifications and the Shvatim? And what's the uplifting? What's the connection with Esrei? And what is the nature of the counting itself, asked the Ramban. There was once a story with the Lubavitcher Rebbe. The Lubavitcher Rebbe, at his 70th birthday, did a giant Fabrengen, like we do for many, many occasions. And at the Fabrengen, he said he received, for his 70th birthday, thousands upon thousands and thousands of letters wishing him happy birthday, thanking him for all his accomplishments, for all the chizuk he gives, for the brachos, for everything the Lubavitcher Rebbe instituted, accomplished, and pushed for in his lifetime up until that point. The Lubavitcher Rebbe said, In many of the letters, there was something which he found disturbing. Many people wrote to him, "Great Rebbe, now that you're 70, don't you think it's time to slow down, take it easy, and retire?" The Lubavitcher Rebbe said that most things you do in your youth, you regret that you didn't do more. And as you get older, as you age, go forward in life, the only thing which you can do is push harder, bigger, and better. To live beyond yourself, live beyond your age, above your seemingly older level. You don't slow down when you get older, said Lubavitcher Rebbe. You speed up. Lubavitcher Rebbe said, what am I going to do for my 70th birthday? How am I going to celebrate it? Not to chas v'shalom retire. Not to chas v'shalom slow down. Not to take it easy. But to create 71 institutions. He said, last year, let's see, we created 70, 50. Let's create 71 institutions this year to help Yidden come closer to their Father in heaven, to raise them up, to align them with the true vibrations of reality. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Malech HaOz Kevod. Who was such a person? What did he exemplify? What did he live? We have our physical bodies. And as the Mesil Sharm says, if we define ourselves by our physical bodies, it's very clear that the purpose of the world is not for that physical reality. Because as you age, you lose your faculties, you lose your mental capabilities, you lose your mobility, everything gets harder. What is the purpose of life, said the Lubavitcher Rebbe? To align with the ultimate divine reality that you can do anything. To align with the fact that you are an emissary of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of light, of the Torah in this world. You are a shliach, you are a messenger, said the Lubavitcher Rebbe. As the Baal Tanya says many times, shlucho shel adam kemoisei, that when a person acts as a messenger for somebody, they are him in a certain sense. So when we act for God in this world, we are embodying the koichas, the power, the vitality of the ultimate power, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in this world. We have to live as emissaries of God, and then we will be godly. This is what the Lubavitcher Rebbe lived. This is what he pushed and spread in this world. That you are not bound by limitations. We are all limitless. You're 70, create 71 new institutions. You are limitless. What was the purpose of this counting? We have, in this week's parsha, two things. One, that they were going out to war, as the Pesukim says, preparing for that. And two, that they had to count before they went around the Mishkan for the Degalim, setting up the four camps. Explain to Zayar that they went to the Midbar. It was a place where the Yitzhar was powerful. The Yitzhar was strong. And they were fighting the Mohamma of Oraisa, of Torah, and of the Mishkan. The battle which they were preparing for was not the physical battle, in fact. It was the spiritual battle. It was against the Yetzer Hara. It was to pump up the Mishkan in this world, to protect it from the evil forces. These are not battles of the classical sword, of the classical bow and arrow. It's of Torah and Tefillah. How do you face such a battle, says the Ramban? Two things. The counting, says the Ramban, was to make them appreciate, number one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's unbelievable chesed. They went down with 70 people, and now they were holding by over 600,000 people. HaKaras HaToiv, as the Chovos Vavah says, Appreciation of Hashem's chasadim is the first step to being avadim, to a relationship, to strengthening your connection to Hashem. The Ramban says another thing, which is mind-blowing. You've never heard such an unbelievable Ramban in your life. Unless you heard this one, then you heard it. The Ramban says that Moshe and Aaron spoke to every single Jew to give them kavod and honor, to make them feel gedula v'kavod, greatness and respect. And then Moshe and Aaron individually blessed each one, gave them a bracha. The innate fact that they spoke to them, you speak to Moshe and Aaron, you're blessed. And then they give you a real bracha, they care about you. You walk away with gedula v'chavod. And we'll read the Lashon of the Ramban inside. The Ramban says, "Midbar Sinai Rabba or Isi Kach," what I just said, "B'misbar Sheim as Gugloisam, Amar Lo Hakadosh Baruch Hu Limnoisam b'chavod uv'gedula l'kol echad v'echad." Every single person, don't go to the head of the house and say how much you have in your family. How much children do you have? Ella rather, they have to come in front of you with a certain awe and honor. And like this, you'll count them. Hashem was telling Moshe, the thing which you will give the Jewish nation is a sense of self-worth, is a sense of grandeur, is a sense of greatness that you are big, you are important, you can conquer, you can do it, you have the power. If you look at this Shemi Shmuel, in this week's Parsha, he says, "Umizet tovin." That when you come to face a spiritual battle, explains the Shemi Shmuel, that the hook that everything is hanging on, he is amtsus v'chayzik alev. It's the strength and the wherewithal of your heart. That all the constrictions, the difficulties, the darknesses will not relinquish you, will not take you down. You chashid be'enei atzmoi. And you should be important in your own eyes. V'yira es atzmoi ki ilu kol ha'olam kulo talpoi. And you should see yourself as if the whole entire world is hanging upon you. The whole world is hanging upon you. Do you imagine that? Do you understand that? Do you live that? If we live that, the fact that the world is hanging upon us, that means we can change the world. The Gemara in Kedushin says that every action which you do, you should see it, that it can machriya yourself, the kol ha'olam kulo, the whole entire world, l'kav zchus, or chas v'shalom l'kav chayav. Ayira levavcha, do not have fear in your heart, says the Kayin to those going out to war. Says the Gemara in Saita, how do you fail? When do you fall? When you run away. If we have the confidence, if we have the greatness, then we can accomplish anything. So how do we Jews get ahead in life? How do we conquer? How do we live? When we say we are unstoppable. I am unstoppable. Nothing can get in my way of achieving greatness. This is what the Ramban says. This is what Shemi Shmuel says Moshe and Aaron were doing. They were taking each person, looking at them, counting them, not their families, each individual. You are special. You are important. You have unlimited potential. But the question is, won't this lead to gaiva? Won't this lead to haughtiness? I'm the man. I could change the world. Everything's great. I'm above all. So you become Baal Gaiva, you become haughty, which is the opposite of what we want. Says the same Shmuel. You laser in and you say, where does my greatness come from? Why should I be mechabed as atzmi? Why should I know I'm great? Because I am plugged in to the code of reality, to the motherboard of our whole existence, to the unlimited source of energy, Melech Malchei HaMelachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the same Yishmuel, if we think we are completely powerful and unlimited and unstoppable because of ourselves, we will fall. The only way which you can become unlimited, unstoppable, great, is if you live your greatness via being a vessel for divinity, for light, for God consciousness in this world. When you live the fact that you are a kli for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, absolutely mikdash v'shachanti b'soicham, I'll make for mikdash and I will rest upon them, in them. When you live that Hashem is resting in you, then you're unstoppable. But the moment which you say, there's a me, I have my own power, I will do it, and you push God out, you cut yourself off from the power source. You just went to the ultimate electricity plant of the world and you pulled the plug. The second there's a you, then there's no HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't push Hashem out. Use Hashem as the battery pack for your life. For the Niagara Falls, the electricity plant, which is produced there of unlimited force and power. You see something like that, how could it be? How is so much kayach? Hashem has more kayach than you could ever imagine. The electricity plant of the world pumping the energy into this world. The whole world is energy. What's string theory? String theory is that if you go past the atoms into the fabric of reality, it's vibrating energy. Everything's energy. What is the base of that energy? What's the code? What's the DNA of it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We as Yidden are the kalim, the vessels, the tools to channel that energy inside the world. And the more you know that, the more you move yourself out of the way, the more you remove your yeshus, the more you open yourself up to being that flowing kli, then you can accomplish anything. We have to read inside what it's quoted, Shem Yishmuel quotes from Rav Dave Ber, Tamar Hashem Tov, Tamar Hashem Tov, Magid. It says in the Pasuk, Anoichi Oimed Ben Hashem Ubeinechem. Anoichi Oimed Ben Hashem Ubeinechem. That means I stand between you and Hashem. Anoichi Oimed Ben Hashem Ubeinechem says, Rav Dov Ber, the Magid of Meshech, that what stands between you and God? The Anoichius, the Ishius, the me. The fact that I have my own power, I have my own strength. The second that you put yourself in the picture like that, that you say that I have the power, you are cutting yourself off from the ultimate Makor HaChayim, from the core of life. Says the Magid, it's like cutting off a head from the body. You have no way of functioning at that point. And the Chol Zova says, that's it. You're going into an empty pit that's broken and dried out. You're cutting yourself off from the ultimate life source and jumping into the empty pit. Don't do it. Don't put the Anoichi between you and Hashem. Anoichi Oimed Ben Hashem V'Neichem. The I, the me, the Yeshus stands between you and Hashem. That has to be Levutal. That's what the counting is, says the Shem Yishmuel, says the Ramban, that you are Bigdulo B'Chavod. You are important. That you are limitless. Why? Because you are attached, plugged in, and connected to infinity. And that's what we have to live. There's a concept called bitachon atzmi, that I have self-confidence. And it seems like a very Balgaiver term. Bitachon atzmi, self-confidence. I can take care of it. I can protect. I'm the man. The depth of the phrase is bitachon atzmi. That you have bitachon in your atzmius, in your essence, in the true reality, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's your atzmius? It's how much you can lift. It's how smart you are. It's how quick you are, how cunning. Your atzmius, your essence is not your skills. Your essence is that you're a soul. When you understand, believe, live, and thrive as a soul, you can accomplish anything. Bitachon atzmi. Have trust in your atzmius, in your true essence, in the true you. And this answers all the questions. This is the insight of life. Hashem says, bring me the Sefer Yuchsin. This will show how they're roy, how they're fit, how they're ready to get the Torah as opposed to other nations. What's the Sefer Yuchsin? Your name, where you're from, your family, your Shevet, and where the Shvatim from Yaakov, Yitzchak, and then Abraham, says the Derech Hashem, says the Baal HaTanya. Where do we get this high soul? From Avraham Avinu Olav HaShalom, from the patriarchs, from the patriarch Avraham, founded God, imbued in the soul this love, passion, fire for God, is the Maral, the Baal HaTanya, and many other Sfarim say that we are like a candle, a flickering light that's trying to jump back to the sun. Our soul just wants to go back to the Bar Olam. This physical body is not you. You are a burning, passionate, fiery soul that only wants to connect to the Bar Olam. That's the Sefer Yuchsin. Why are we fit for Har Sinai? Because of our lineage. All other nations of the world were not privy to this. They had a chance to come in by Matan Torah. We offer them the Torah, as Derech Hashem says. The Midrash says, Derech Hashem explains that we said, come join our roots. Avram created a root, and that's our soul. That's our atzmius. That's our essence. All we have to do is recognize that. That we have Echelek Elokim Mal. That we have a portion of us, which is pristine, untouchable, above, uplifted, beyond this world. As soon as we open ourselves up to that, we open ourselves up to the chibur, the connection, the power of Hashem in this world. That's what the Avos gave us. It's a Yerusha from Avoseinu, as the Meshech Chachma says in Parshas Bo, that every Yid has the sichlius, the intellectual knowledge that Hashem is beyond this world. It's beyond feeling. It's an innate reality. We just have to open ourselves up to it. And if you go on, this is why we count over here before the Mishkan. The Mishkan is the resting place for the Shechina in this world. And we set up the Golem around it. Says the Hamek Davar, the Netziv, that is the same thing as the Merkava to the Shechina. The Kisei HaKavod has the four legs. The Mishkan has the four camps of the Yidden. We are representing Hashem's chair in this world. We are representing the divinity coming down. How can you do that? How can you let the divinity come down? How can you do it? When you live as a neshama, when you live as a soul, when you live with pitachon atzmi, trust in your essence, your definition, the real you, the infinite you. That's how we can guard the Mishkan. That's how we can continue the lineage of the Mishkan. The history of the Mishkan, not just being history, but a right now live wire reality. We surround it as souls with Achdus. Because what's the ultimate soul? Knesset Yisrael, that we're all connected. We're not getting into Achdus now, but that's very relevant as to why this is all before Kabbalah Satorah. How do you get the Torah? You realize you're in the Neshama. What was the ultimate revelation at Sinai? Ein Olam Levado. That they experienced godliness. They lived as souls. Paska Zumasa, all the physicality left them. Just like Adam Rishon of Ne'achet. And Adam Rishon of Ne'achet, his desire was a living, breathing, factual, real soul in this world. That's what Adam Rishon Kodem Achet was. That's what we got to. That was the Tachas of Sinai. Once you live like that, and you have a question. Oh, should I learn? Should I do a mitzvah? You are a soul. It's like asking, should I eat food? Should I sleep? Should I breathe? Once you live as a soul, your questions about your actions, your challenges, your desires, all become one thing. The physical melts away and you live as a spiritual being. Could you imagine the Chazon Ish saying, yeah, I want to go to the Geshmak Smorgasbord. Not saying the Chazon Ish didn't enjoy food or Einik Shabbos. Ryan Leib Steinman. Could you imagine? He enjoyed his carrot a day. Could you imagine him saying, I'm going to the Fest of Smorgasbord? You would be very confused. Because it's so obvious to you that an Iron Leib Steinman is a soul. The Chazon Ish was an absolute soul. The physical world, he would enjoy it, but it didn't manyen him. It didn't pull him in. It wasn't his life. As the Chazon Ish famously said about the Tzais HaChoshen, that he wouldn't enjoy hot potato kugel. What does it mean he wouldn't enjoy hot potato kugel? Of course, everyone likes hot potato kugel. Who doesn't like hot, especially your mother's potato kugel? Nothing's better than that. Maybe your wife's, hopefully. It's always a shiloh. Am I allowed to say my mother's better? Am I allowed to say my wife's better? Okay, that's a good shiloh, and that we can done. But l'inyaneinu, what is our focus? Our focus has to be that we're souls. The Chazon Ish focus, he was a soul. The Chafetz Chaim focus, he was a soul. V'Aaron Leib Shteinman, his focus, he was a soul. And therefore it would be absolutely ludicrous to us to hear or see in a letter, Chazon Ish says, "Hi, my dear Talmud, I am super excited to go to this giant smorgasbord. They're going to have lamb and beef jerky and steaks." And you would say, "This is a forgery." Because you wouldn't believe, not because the Chazon Ish didn't like food, not because he was not a physical person that didn't appreciate physicality. He had to have Einik Shabbos, right? But because it didn't pull him in, didn't drive him. The more we live as a soul, the more we can continue the lineage of the Mishkan, of the Shekhinah in this world. And this is the tie-in of the klalos. We have the klalos. You get down. You can't. Look at us. Look at what's going to happen to us. How do you beat the klalos? It says in the klalos many times, halachti imi bekeri, you went with me haphazardly. I tried to connect to you and you didn't connect. What's the whole entire foundation? It's that you're not connecting to the Eibishter. How do we connect to the Eibishter in the most ultimate way? Is if we live. If we strive and we go up in our lives with our souls, that we are souls, that we're beautiful people, that we're here as ambassadors of light in the world, spreading Hashem's knowledge. With this, we come to Kabbalah Satayra. With this, we come to fight the fight for all of history. Once we live as souls, we get the revelation of Sinai. Then we're relevant to divinity. The Maral always said that Torah is above us. We don't have shaychus, it's spirituality, it's sikhli, we're physical beings. So how do you make it relevant to you? You make it relevant to you by making yourself relevant to your atzmias. If I'm relevant to my spiritual parts, if I live that more and more and less the physical, I wake up every day and say, "Moida ani lifanecha melech chai v'kayam shechazarta bi nishmasi," that you return to me, my soul. Who am I? I'm the neshama. I'm the ruach. I'm the nefesh. Let me live that. I'm a servant of God. Then you can be relevant to Torah. So that's why Bamidbar is right before Shavuos. That's why it has our Sinai in the first pasuk. That's our Sefer Yoschin, that we come after Avram Avinu, that we have the burning passion and fire. We must live these lessons. And this is why it's Vayavdil, says the Hamikdav Rabbeinu, or B'Nechayshach. Sefer Bamidbar teaches us that you matter, that you count. Bitachon Atzmi. Hashem is counting on you to bring His light into this world, to serve as a vessel for Him. And this is why it's so connected to Shemona Esrei. What is Tefillah? Ezo Avodah Shebelev. Once the karbanos were batul, what do we have left? We have davening. We have our beautiful Shemona Esrei, our beautiful Tehillim, our beautiful Pesukim Zimras. This is what we have left once the Mishkan is gone. That was the lesson. Eilu Pekude, your souls. Surround the Mishkan. Live the Mishkan forever. Act as a soul. Do soul acts. S-O-U-L. Neshamatic acts. What is tefillah? It's avoyde shebelev. The lev is always referring to the neshama. You have in the two sides of your heart. The left is Yitzhahara, the right is Yitzhahtoiv. It's avoyde shebelev. Use your soul. Daven takadosh baruch hu. So when we wrap up the parsha, we wrap up all the inyanim. One foundational point screams at us over and over and over. You are here to focus on the true you. To focus on the ultimate you, to focus on your atzmi, spitachon atzmi. Have trust in yourself. Let yourself be a vessel for Hashem's light in this world. Let yourself be a vessel for the infinity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let yourself be a vessel to bring in happiness, purity, spirituality, and holiness. If we do that, we're going to run into Kabbalah Satayra. We're going to feel the simcha. We're going to learn to the highest levels. We shall all be zeiche to an amazing, amazing Kabbalah Satayra, an amazing, amazing Shavuos, and we shall all be zeiche to live with our true